Heil Schule!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Heil Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. I am Silver. Hooray!
Dan Reed, 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, had ridden into Frontier Town from their camp in the Enchanted Hills to buy some supplies at the outpost general store. Old Laramie Bates, the storekeeper, was, as usual, in a talkative mood.
There you are, Dan'l. Guess you got everything you ordered in there.
Thanks, Laramie.
Son, it ain't because I'm curious, you understand, but I... Well, consarn it, I'm ready to admit I am curious at that.
What about, sir?
Well... Tell you the truth about you, Dan'l, and Tonto. Sounds like somebody's dog got hurt. Better go see. Come on.
Right.
You did too kick my dog. You're a big bully, that's what.
Go on home before I give you the same treatment. Go on, beat it.
It's that ornery Luke Gordon again.
You hear me? I said,
toughest boy in town. Takes after that you mean, no good boy.
Well, don't just stand there looking at me. I said to beat it, didn't I? Now go on home.
No, I have to find my dog.
Luke Gordon, huh? Yeah. His paw's no good either.
Don't get lost.
Then let him get lost. I said go on home. You better get going before I sock you one.
No, I'm going after my puppy.
All right, I guess you're asking for it, so I'll just...
Hey, hold on there.
Come back here, Dan'l. He's bigger than you.
I'll be all right. Let the boy alone. He had no right to kick his puppy.
Hey, who do you think you are?
My name's Dan Reed.
I'm Jimmy Milton, and he's Luke Gordon.
Yeah, that's me. I can lick any kid in Frontier Town, too, so you better not butt in, Reed.
Maybe you can, but Jimmy's smaller and younger than you are, Luke, so you better let him alone.
Who says so?
Well, I do. It isn't fair to pick on him like you're doing. Jimmy, you'd better go find your puppy now.
Now, wait a minute. I say he's going to head for home and forget that dog. And if
I'll
he does...
I'll go home like he says, Dan.
No, Jimmy. I'll go with you to find your puppy. Come on.
Oh, no, you don't. You can take this.
Oh. Luke Gordon's at it again. Hey, fellow,
you hit me in the back.
Sure. And now I'll hit you right in the eye.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hey, stop. Oh, let him alone. That button's got nerves.
I'll teach you not to butt in.
I'm not afraid of you.
I'll show you, you little shrimp.
Hey, that hit you quite.
Yeah.
Luke,
Luke's having a time with him.
Go to it, Jim.
You've been lucky so far. Now, I really let you have it.
You missed me.
Oh! I'll get you for this. I'll show you.
Hit him again.
If you want to stop, say so, Luke.
I won't stop till I show you. All right, then. Oh! Oh, wait a minute. I've had enough. You hit me when I wasn't looking. I'll get even for this, you just see.
He hit you fair, Gordon.
No, he
didn't. Fight better than you, that's all.
I'm sorry we had to fight, Luke.
Yeah?
I didn't want to. You started it.
Damn, you sure know how to fight.
It isn't exactly that, sir. It's just that I've been taught how to defend myself. I don't like to fight. I never start one.
Well, for a youngster that don't like to fight, you sure do all right. Now, Luke Gordon, maybe you won't try picking on boys smaller than yourself after this. Amen?
I'll get even with him for this. You just wait and see if I don't.
Golly, I'm sorry he feels that way about it.
Thanks, Dan, for sticking up for me like that.
I couldn't see him pick on a little boy like you, Jimmy. You're too young to defend yourself.
You still got your packages inside, Daniel. Better come into the store and clean up before you hit the trail for home. Come on.
Later that afternoon, Dan arrived at the camp in the Enchanted Hills, which he shared with Tonto and the Lone Ranger. He told him about the fight with Luke Gordon.
You did the right thing in going to the defense of the small boy, Dan. But from the looks of that left eye, the Gordon boy landed at least one punch.
Well, that's right. He's big and strong, but he doesn't know how to ward off blows. Lucky you taught me how to box, sir.
I mean, that big fella get big surprise when smaller fella like Dan get best of him.
Oh, well, he swore he'd get even with me somehow.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir. I hoped we might shake hands after the fight, but he didn't give me a chance to offer.
I've heard about Luke Gordon. He's said to be mean and vindictive like his father.
Oh, you know his father, sir?
Well, I know him by sight, Dan. Luke's father, Blackie Gordon, was one of the toughest men in town. A man he knocked down in a cafe fight died from a blow, and Blackie turned outlaw. He's wanted right now by Sheriff Taylor.
Golly.
Luke has shifted for himself since his father left Frontier Town. He thinks it's smart to follow in his father's footsteps.
That's not good. Now, Dan, you watch out for Luke Gordon if him see him get even.
Oh, I'm not afraid of him, Tonto.
We know you aren't, Dan. But Luke won't meet you in a fair fight now. He'll try to get even, as he calls it, in some underhanded way. Yes, Tonto's right. Luke Gordon will bear watching from now on.
Meantime, Luke Gordon left Frontier Town unobserved. He rode eastward to Rimrock Bridge. Then for a short distance, he followed the same trail that Dan had taken, the Redskin Trail. But when he came to the point where the trail forked away from the Powderhorn River, Luke followed a less traveled trail that continued along the riverbank. It was sundown when he reached a shack which was well hidden in a small grove of trees overlooking the river.
Ho, there. Easy.
What brings you here, Luke?
Hi, Po. I come up to talk to you.
Come on in.
So that's your kid, huh, Blackie?
Yeah, this is Luke I've been telling you about.
Who's he, Pa?
Sit down, Louie.
Sure. Well, I asked you who he
was. I heard you. That's Dave. Him and me's joining up. Before long, we'll have a gang. And we can pull a few good-paying jobs, huh, Dave?
Yeah. Say, Blackie, this kid of yours will come in handy. He can keep tabs on things for us in town.
That's right. Luke, what happened to you, kid? Looked like you fell off your horse and landed on your face.
No, I didn't fall off my horse, Pa. The fact is, a big, tough kid in Frontier Town jumped me and beat me up. He was lots bigger than I am.
Hey. He sure must be a mighty big maverick, then.
Shut up, Dave. Who was the kid, Luke?
Called himself Dan Reed. He lives somewhere outside of town.
Yeah, he must. I never heard of any Reeds there when I was in Frontier Town. Is that what you come out here for, kid? To tell me you got beat up?
What I really come for, Paul, was to borrow a gun from you.
A gun? What for?
I got my reasons.
Maybe. But I gotta know what they are.
The kid's big enough.
Shut up, Dave. Keep out of this.
All right. But if the kid wants a gun,
I told you I want to know why he wants it first.
All right, Pa. I'll tell you.
Well?
I'm going gunning for that Reed fella that beat me up, that's why.
Luke's going to make a good outlaw, Blackie.
Look, if the kid wants to work along with us when we get a gang together, it'll be all right with me. But I'm not
Then you'll give me a gun?
No, I won't.
Oh, but Pa...
Oh, it's got to start sometime, Blackie.
Well, look, Dave. If I give Luke a gun right now, he'll go slinging lead at that young maverick who beat him up. Maybe he'll get caught by Sheriff Taylor. And they'll make him tell where I am, understand?
Oh, but I wouldn't tell on you, Pa.
That'd make you talk, kid. Anyway, I don't want any kid of mine hunted down for a killing.
But they're hunting you down for a killing right now, Pa.
That don't make any difference. When you're old enough to think for yourself, you can do what you like. But a 16-year-old kid like you has no business running wild with a gun, see? Oh,
but I gotta protect myself, don't I? Why, with that Dan Reed coming into town, well, I'll never know when he'll jump me again.
Now, look here, Luke. I thought you were tough enough to take care of yourself in a fight with another kid. Now you can...
Now, wait a minute, Pa. There's something else you ought to know.
Well, what is it?
I got suspicions about that Reed fella.
What do you mean?
Well, just before he left town... I saw him talking to Sheriff Taylor.
Talking to the sheriff?
Yeah. I kind of think he picked a fight with me on purpose, thinking maybe I'd get word to you and you'd try to do something about it.
I don't get what you mean.
What I mean is, I think he's spying for the law, that's what.
Why, you crazy galoot. Maybe that kid trailed you up here.
Oh, no, he didn't, Pa. I made sure of that. He left town first. He did come along the Redskin Trail as far as the fork, though. And then he headed on out toward the Enchanted Hills.
Hey, Blackie, that isn't so good. If that Reed fella really
shut
is...
Shut up. After what you just told me, Luke, things are different.
Then you let me have a gun?
No. But I'll see that something's done about Reed.
Like what?
I'll let Dave go with you to the fork in the trail in the morning. You can watch there for that kid to show up.
Oh. Then Dave can dry gulch him from ambush, huh?
No. I want that kid taken alive and brought here to me. I'll get him to talk to you. He'll tell just what the sheriff is up to. And I can tell you one thing, kid. That Dan Reed will never jump you again. I promise you that.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto prepared to leave the camp.
Steady, Silver, easy. There. That cinch is tight enough.
Silver seems to think so.
You ready, Kimasabi?
Good. Dan, we'll be gone most of the day.
All right, sir. I think I'll take Victor into Cactus John's blacksmith shop.
What for?
One of his shoes is slightly loose.
I see. Then you'd better have it fixed as soon as possible.
Yes, sir, that's what I thought.
Keep your eyes open when you're in Frontier Town, Dan.
That's right. Luke Gordon, plenty mean.
Oh, I'm not afraid of him. I'd already forgotten about the fight yesterday.
I was reminded of it this morning when I saw that discolored eye of yours, Dan.
Well, that'll go away in a few days. I bet Luke looks a lot worse than I do.
Yes, you be careful.
Yes, sir.
Right up, Tonto.
Easy, Bigfoot. Monsilver!
Come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Later that morning, Dan set out for Frontier Town. He rode at a leisurely pace along the Redskin Trail. As he approached the fork in the trail near the river, he was suddenly startled by a shot.
Golly! Oh, ho, Victor! Ho, boy, ho!
Don't move, kid! We got your cover! Yeah, come on, kid!
Oh, ho there!
Oh, Luke Gordon!
Hey, that's right, it's me.
Hey, you mean to say this is the fellow you were telling us about?
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Don't tell me that young maverick beat you up, Luke. He's younger and smaller than you.
You shut up, Dave. My father told you to bring him to the shack, didn't he?
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Oh, yes, you will.
I guess I better make him come along. Now, here, Paul, get a surprise when he sees this button instead of the big, tough maverick you said he was.
You know what's good for you, Dave? You'll start him up the trail of the shack like Paul said to.
All right. Get going, kid, up the river trail.
No, I'm not going
to. Get going, or I'll let you have a taste of lead. Go on.
Well, all right. Come on, Victor.
Get up there.
It was earlier in the afternoon than they expected when the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to their camp. Finding that Dan hadn't returned from Frontier Town, they decided to ride into town to meet him. As they moved slowly along the Redskin Trail, the Lone Ranger spoke.
Look, Tonto. Dan's trail is easy to follow because of Victor's loose shoe.
Ah, Victor's tracks stand out plenty clear.
You know, I'm proud of the way Dan took care of himself in that fight with Luke Gordon yesterday.
Ah, boxing lessons you give Dan come in plenty handy when he fights bigger fella.
I guess we were needlessly worried about what Luke might do to get even with Dan. He'll probably keep well out of Dan's way from now on. I hope he does.
Wait, Kemosabe. Oh,
easy, big fella.
Look there.
Yes?
Signs show that Victor stopped here. Hoof prints of two horses come from out of bushes.
Yes, that's right. And Victor's tracks go up the river trail with the others.
That's strange. Me not savvy.
I wonder if... Luke Gordon. I wouldn't put it past him to try something.
You think Gordon boy one of riders who stopped here with Dan?
Could be. Anyway, Dan wouldn't have any reason to ride up that river trail with anyone. Unless he were forced to go.
That's right.
Come on, we'll follow those tracks and see what's going on. One, two,
get him up, stop.
Luke and Dave arrived at the shack with Dan and took him inside to face Blackie Gordon, the outlaw.
Well, Blackie, here he is.
What? Luke! You mean to tell me this little runter's the one who beat you up?
Well, Pa, I could...
He started the fight, so I defended myself.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, kid. You did a good job.
Pa, you make Dave shut up.
Shut up, Dave. I'll do the talking. What I ought to do is to give that no-good son of mine a good going over for letting a small button like this lick him.
No, Pa, now wait. Remember, he's a kid who was talking to the sheriff.
Yeah, that's so. What were you talking to the Sheriff Taylor about, kid?
He's a friend of mine, that's all. We didn't talk about anything in particular.
Don't you believe him, Paul? He's a dirty little spy, that's what.
Now that I know where your father's hiding out, I'll have something to tell the sheriff.
Yeah, looks like Luke is right, Blackie.
So you are a spy, huh?
No.
You're lying.
Why, you...
Oh, what a shock.
Paul, you gonna let him knock me down?
You make me sick. It served you right. Stay away from him from now on. I'll deal with that fresh maverick.
What are we going to do with him, Blackie? We can't let him go.
Don't worry. I don't intend to let him go. We'll keep him here in the shack until I get an idea what I want to do with him. He knows too much for his own good.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the river trail until it led to the top of a hill.
Who's gone, old fella? Wait a minute now.
Why we stop here, Kemosabe?
Want to use my binoculars, Tonto. Blackie Gordon has a hideout up this way. He may have others with him. They'll be watching the trail. Just a minute.
What you see?
There's something in a grove of trees on that bluff up ahead. I think. Yes, Tonto. Looks like a shack. I see a horse in front that looks like Victor.
Two other horses there, too.
That must be hideout.
That's it, all right. That's where Dan is. Tonto, ride back to Frontier Town. Shouldn't take you long. Tell Sheriff Taylor to bring some men. I'll wait here until I see you coming back up the trail with him.
Me hurry. Get him up, scout!
That afternoon, Dan lay on a cot in the shack while Luke, Dave, and Blackie played cards. Blackie faced a front window so he could keep an eye on the river trail as they played.
Give me one.
Yeah.
That's good.
How about you, Luke?
Give me two.
Say, Dave, I was wondering. Do you reckon anyone might try to trail that kid?
Nah. He wasn't coming from Frontier Town when we met him. He was coming along the trail from the other direction.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Thought I saw something moving on the trail out there.
Oh, gee, Pa. You think somebody is coming?
Better have your gun handy, Blackie.
Don't worry, I have. You fools shouldn't have left those horses out in front, especially the kids.
It's too late now to take them away from there. You see anybody now?
Yeah, several horsemen coming. Here, Luke. Reckon I'd better give you a gun now. Take that kid out of here and keep him quiet.
Well, thanks, Pa.
Take him out the back door and hide in the bushes along the top of the bluff. Keep that gun on him so he'll keep still.
All right. Come on, you're going with me. If you get smart, I'll let you have a bullet.
Tough now that you have a gun, aren't you?
Get out of here, both of you, and hurry it up.
Go on, hurry up.
Why'd you send him outside, Blackie?
There's got to be shooting. I don't want the kids in the middle of it. Yeah, it's a posse, all right. When they get closer, let them have it, Dave.
Right. Funny they didn't spread out.
I'll move you two.
A mashed hombre.
Sneaked up on us. Let him have it.
Get me in the arm.
I'll get you.
Drop that gun. Oh. You'll get it, too.
All right. You win, mister.
Come on, boys. Follow me. Well, mister, it looks like you got him ready and waiting for us.
Wait a minute, Sheriff Taylor. All right, Gordon. Where's the boy you had here?
You won't find him.
Oh, yes, I will. Where is he?
My wounded arm. Luke took him out the back way.
You can take over here, Sheriff. I'm going after Dan.
Yeah, we'll bring these two along so as Gordon's boy can see they're caught.
Good idea. Let's get going.
Take him out the back way, man.
I don't see them. Dan! Dan!
Hey, you, Luke Gordon. We got your father. You better come out of hiding. We'll find you anyhow.
Here we are. You come after us, I'll shoot the kid.
Look, over there on the edge of the bluff. Luke Gordon's got Dan standing between him and us.
Why, doggone, that Gordon kid's gone loco.
I'll walk slowly over that way. Maybe I can persuade him to give up. You might as well give up, Luke. The law will be easy with you.
You come closer, I'll fuck Dan Reed.
As the Lone Ranger, fearful for Dan's life at the hands of a fear-crazed Luke, stood for a moment to decide what to do, Dan suddenly ducked and half-turned, grabbing at Luke's gun hand.
I'll get that gun from you!
Put a bullet in you, hey. Like... Look out! Look out, we're slipping over the edge!
Dan, look out!
We're gonna fall into the river! Look out!
They both went over the edge.
Can you see them down there?
Hey, my kid! My kid, he can't swim!
Let's go down to the water's edge. Come on!
Come on, hurry!
Meantime, after hitting the water, Dan let go his hold on Luke and struck out for shore.
Help! I can't swim! Help!
I'll help you. Don't grab at me.
Don't, I'll drown.
Sorry, Dan, to do this. Now to get him back to the shore.
Hey, look. Dan's bringing in Luke.
Sure. He's got a job. I hope he makes it.
He ought to forget Luke and save himself.
I'll swim out and help him. Here, hold my guns. All right, Dan. You're almost there. Let me help.
With the Lone Ranger's help, Dan, with Luke, finally reached the shore. They laid Luke on the sand, and the crowd watched as Blackie kneeled down beside him.
Luke. Luke, son. It's your pa.
He'll be all right, Blackie.
Yes, I had to knock him out so he wouldn't drag me under.
Pa.
Yes, son.
Pa. How'd I get here?
Lucky for you, Dan saved your life, Luke. Mighty fine thing for him to do, too, after you held that gun on him.
Dan Reed saved my life? Golly, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry for the way I acted, but it's too late now.
No, it isn't, Luke. We can be friends, can't we?
We aren't going to hold you for anything, Luke, unless Dan wants to press charges against you.
Oh, I don't want that, sir.
Look, son, I guess I brought you up all wrong. To think that kid had saved your life when he couldn't...
Forget it, Gordon. Dan couldn't leave anyone to drown.
Luke, I reckon if you could be like that button, Dan, I'd be able to be proud of you. I got a killing against me and...
Accidental killing in a way, Blackie. Huh? You'll get prison for manslaughter, but someday you'll get out again.
And, Paul, when you do get out, I'll be different. Honest.
We'll leave now, Tonto, Dan, and I. You can bring Luke and the other two back with you, Sheriff.
All right. Adios.
Adios.
Goodbye, Luke. I'll come to see you in town.
I reckon teaching my kid he had to be tough to get along with it. It was a wrong slant, Sheriff.
Yep, I reckon it was, Blackie.
You were wrong, Pa. Dan isn't tough, but he gave me a beating when I jumped him in town yesterday. He was defending a little kid I was picking on. Gosh, I wish I could be like him.
Well, you can, Luke, if you put your mind to it. Dan Reed's had mighty fine bringing up. And he learned being tough doesn't pay. But knowing how to defend yourself and helping other folks always pays off. You see, he learned those things from the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.